This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
WTIC's Computer Talk with Tab is brought to you by GoNetSpeed, your choice for crazy fast fiber internet. This is Computer Talk with Tab, hosted by Eric Semmel of Tab Computer Systems. Interact with Eric and his guest by phone at 522-WTIC or 1-800-966-WTIC. Email them in the studio at gethelp@tabinc.com or get help anytime at computertalkwithtab.com. Now, here's Eric.
And good morning. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And Dennis is Dennis Halnon, one of the engineers at Tab, co-owners, actually, at Tab. Yeah. We are all employee owners of Tab Computer Systems. He comes in and helps me out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. I meant to bring that up last week, but I just slipped my mind. We had just had the Christmas party.
Yeah. A lot of things were slipping our minds. Yeah.
So we're here to help you out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. Feel free to get online. We also expect Wes Bryan from IT Pro TV. We're trying to confirm with him. We haven't heard this morning, but we think he's going to join us at 10 o'clock. We'll get into some technical information about DNS. We thought we'd cover some more deeper dive into what DNS is because we talk about it all the time. And that'll be at 10:05 if all goes well. Also, we are broadcasting over on the Facebooks here. If Mark Zuckerberg deems it worthy over at WTIC's Facebook page, I got the audio working pretty good.
Yeah, it sounds good this time.
It's amazing. You know, a little update that we talk about this all the time, a little update to your operating system, and all of a sudden everything changes. And that's all that happened last week was the machine updated. And of course, the tool I was using decided, well, I don't like the microphone you're usually using. I'm going to use this microphone. Okay. Okay. So, I don't know. It's a nightmare. I know you're going to say, you're probably saying, wah, Eric, sorry. Yeah, you're an IT guy and you can't figure it out. Well, it happens to everybody. Yeah. You just never know when your system's going to change on you.
Yeah, and sometimes it even takes the developers by surprise.
Right.
So it's not just the IT guys that are baffled. It's the people that wrote the software that are often baffled.
And part of the problem is we as IT guys are allowing these software guys to control our lives like this. In the old days, of XP and Windows 95 and 95 A, B, C, D, whatever flavors of 95 they had, you weren't looking at wholesale updates and changes that dramatically impacted the operating system. But nowadays, on Tuesday, your system can look completely different than it did Monday because of Patch Tuesday fun from Microsoft. So we shouldn't even allow it. There should be some sort of regulatory. All these breaches and problems and crappy software causing all these issues. We really need some sort of organization that does the same thing that we do for cars. Like you can't put a bad car on the road. You shouldn't be able to put a bad operating system on the road and make it a multi-trillion-dollar company and say, hey, you're Microsoft. And it's got to stop.
Yeah.
We're just like one update away from the entire collapse of humanity.
Well, Feinberg's theory.
No.
If builders built buildings the way programmers wrote programs, the first woodpecker that came along would destroy civilization.
Exactly. I've got to look that up.
Yeah.
That's a good one. I completely agree with him. So let's get to some of our society-destroying news that we have here this morning. What do you got here,
Dennis? Well, I've got one that's probably hitting some people in their wallets right now.
Yeah.
This is the payroll and HR outsourcing company Kronos.
Kronos, yes. Is that based off of some sort of... Is Kronos... some sort of Greek word for clock, or is it?
It's a Greek word for time.
Okay, it is. Okay, cool.
There's also a Titan named Kronos in Greek mythology.
Okay, yeah. And I also remember the Klingons lived on Kronos too, didn't they?
Yeah.
So go ahead.
At any rate, they were hit with, guess what?
Yeah.
Ransomware.
Yep.
And
the cloud was hit. Their cloud.
Their cloud was hit.
Right.
Right. Now, what's interesting about that is they cop to it right away.
Well, yeah, you're down. Not what you can do.
Well, I mean, but immediately after everything went down, they said, oh, yeah, it was ransomware. They didn't give another excuse or anything. They just said, that's what we got.
Their cloud was
They went and told their clients, well, you're going to have to do without for a few weeks.
Right. No more time clock. No more putting in your time. No more getting your checks. No more getting your payroll done. Now, payroll for most companies is a pretty critical thing.
Very.
So,
you know, very. We get at the help desk, we get calls. Yep. And if somebody says they need to do payroll and they need a fix,
it's P1.
That's
for
a P1.
Right.
And they get attention immediately.
Yeah. So in this case, Kronos is saying, hey, sorry, our cloud, which of course we've talked about for many, many years, a cloud is just somebody else's servers.
Right.
You know, you could easily have purchased Kronos software and put it on your own server. And guess what you would have been able to do if you had done that?
I think there is that. And
there
I think there are companies that you have used that.
Sure.
And they're probably okay.
They are.
But if they have any kind of other cloud functionality, that might be impacted. Broken. But at least their time clocks are probably collecting up swipes and all of that. So
if they're locally connected.
Right. But, I mean, they just said, Matt, we're going to be down for weeks.
Yep, down for weeks. So no payroll. You're going to be writing checks manually, trying to figure out who came into work, who didn't come into work. Oh, my God. Overtime. Good luck.
Yeah, and people are going to be stuffing spreadsheets with all those punches, and they're going to have to enter it in later.
Yeah.
Who knows when? Who knows how well that's going to work once they come back online?
Right.
Because what's going to happen? All these companies are going to hammer those cloud servers at the same time, and they're going to be doing several weeks of work.
Right.
All at the same moment. I can't see where it's not going to be a disaster.
And the CIO who told the CEO that going to the cloud was the idea, I wonder if he's actually eating crow, because all he's doing right now is saying to the CEO, well, don't blame me. I didn't bring the cloud down. Well, you told me to go there. Well,
right.
I'm sorry. We didn't have to pay for any support or anything. We didn't have to have any of our own internal people to manage it. Oh, but we're down for weeks. Well, sorry. You know, again, the idea of a local server means you're not impacted the way the entire cloud can be impacted. This is just one example. So enjoy. Does anybody really know what time it is?
I don't know.
It's a Chicago song.
Does anybody really care?
Exactly. If you want to get paid, you do. So in other news, Android users, if you'd like to get an app that'll tell you whether or not an Apple AirTag is tracking you, you can. So we had the story
beautiful.
Yeah, there was a Canadian crime syndicate, whoever, using AirTags to track people's luxury cars back from the parking lot to their houses and then stealing them. Well, if you want, you can actually go ahead and download an Apple app. Yes, I know that's kind of heresy to download an Apple app onto your Android.
Okay.
It makes me feel a little icky too, I know. but in this case, you should do it, because if some dingling attached an AirTag to you, your person, or to your car, it'll let you detect it.
Oh.
And then you can go ahead and notice if you've got an AirTag nearby. So we'll put a link up there to so you can download this Tracker Detect for Android. And it's kind of a neat thing to make sure you have countermeasures to Apple devices tracking you.
Oh, yeah.
So we'll put
that'd
a link
be
up
nice.
There What else you got there, Dennis?
Oh, I'm sure some of our listeners have heard about an exploit in some software. That is actually part of a lot of other softwares.
Mm-hmm.
It's called LogForge.
Yeah.
Or L-O-G, the number 4 and the letter J.
Mm-hmm.
And last week, it was determined that it has exploits that can actually run malicious code on computers.
Right.
It uses a cascading effect to be able to do that. Mm-hmm. And I've got a couple of articles about it. Number one is an article about the initial patch that was released very quickly to fix this. Mm-hmm. Well, that patch has its own different exploit built into it.
Of course.
Even though it sealed up the original exploit that it was designed to, it introduced a new one. And now everybody's got to patch that.
Patch the patch.
And what makes this all very complicated is that this software is actually incorporated into other softwares.
Right.
So it's not a matter of you as an end user going to your computer and updating some software title.
No.
Somebody, whoever wrote the software that you've got, has to go back to their code base, recompile the program with the patched LogForge code, then provide that out to you, then you can update it. So there's a lot of steps involved, and I guarantee that hasn't been done in probably most cases yet.
Lots of work to do. The thing that really should really irk you the most is that this is a piece of software that's part of open source technology at Apache. It's an Apache open source product, written by volunteers doing it for free.
Yeah.
And this hole has been around since 2013. It was talked about at a Black Hat conference in 2016, from what I've read. So people kind of knew about it. So I bet you the NSA has been using this for a while. Yeah. But now it's out there and everybody knows about it. But the real issue is, why are these big companies, big, big companies, utilizing free source code from an open source product and sticking it in their systems? You really deserve what you reap if you're going to be implementing this crap that's just sitting out there that anybody can download from GitHub or what have you. You really deserve the bad press. But again, for some reason, there's no consequence. Like, there's, again, if you build a car that, you know, where's Ralph Nader out there talking about the Pinto? He should be talking about Microsoft. He should be talking about these software companies who write this software that is just garbage, and they're implementing all this free crap from an open source developer. And now the rest of us are exposed. We're literally exposed. If you were on Minecraft, you could have been exposed. If you were on using all sorts of software out there, you could be impacted. And anecdotally, I've heard that the AWS issue that we saw recently could have been all the bad guys hammering all the code out there with this exploit to see if there's an issue, and they had a problem expanding with the elasticity of their web that could have caused this whole issue too.
Yeah.
Why are we using free crap, and why is there not some organization out there saying you got to write better code, man?
Yeah, and especially if it was known years ago.
Yeah.
Why wasn't it addressed?
It was known. Somebody talked about it in some 2016 HackerCon or whatever, Confab.
But how come that never?
Well, it's free code. Who's gonna go back and say, you know, some from Ubiquity and say, are we using this free crap in our systems? Oh, yeah, boss, we are. Nobody's going and reviewing this stuff. They just slam it in. It's, oh, here, somebody already wrote this for me. All right, I'll stick it in here.
It's possible that some of those developers that incorporated it into their stuff may not even be able to identify what the module is that has the exploit that they need to fix.
Right.
Because they've just went and gotten some big package of open source software, put it into their compilation system, and now they're just using it to build their software, and they may not even be aware of that.
It's like they use, like, script kiddies are creating the software rather than actual developers are just hodgepodging it. So we deserve what we get here. But there should be some penalties, some sort of big stick that says to these software companies, look, you keep bringing down companies like this, you got to have some sort of cost. But no, not yet. For some reason, it's because I think the lawmakers don't even know how this stuff works. So they don't even know how to write a law about tax code. How could they write a law about computer code? You know, there's a loophole in the law. Well, you dinglings wrote it. You wrote it for your friends. In this case, you can't figure out how code works, so you don't have any friends. All right, I digress. We're going to put a link up here to all those stories. Feel free to get online over at computertalkwithtab.com. It's the name of the show.com, which also works. You can follow us on Facebook. And if Mark Zuckerberg deems our show worthy, if you follow us over at over at WTIC's Facebook page, feel free to post comments and questions. We'll do our best to get to them. And hopefully Wes Bryant from IT Pro TV will join us at 10:05. We'll be right back. We are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And we got a full board of calls. You guys are joining us on this Saturday morning. I know it's a little crappy out there as far as the weather, so we're here to help you out. Cuddle up with your computer, get nice and toasty warm with that thing. processing your cryptocurrencies. And we're here to help you out. Let's go to your first. Let's go to calls. You're going to Sherry first in West Hartford. What's happening, Sherry?
Oh, hi, guys. Thanks for taking the call.
Our pleasure.
I have a question. I'm leery. I got a prompt from my computer to update from Windows 10 to 11.
Mm-hmm.
And everything is working well under Windows 10, and I'm sort of a little bit reluctant to go to Windows 11.
As well you should be.
Yes.
Yeah.
My advice for the moment to pretty much everybody that has a current Windows 10 computer that is being offered the Windows 11 update would be to hold off at least until next year, and I would wait.
And that's not a week. We don't mean
March.
A week. We mean, you know.
Yeah. We're talking like March.
Yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And just wait until two things happen. Number one, all of the bugs that are in Windows 11 can get shaken out. Number two,
are most.
I should say all.
You can't say all.
But most of them can get shaken out. And then the other thing is there are some features that Windows 11 is supposed to get that haven't been implemented in it yet.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to trickle in over the next few months. And you may as well wait to upgrade and then get all of that at the same time and actually have the full benefit of the operating system.
And there's also some things they're doing that are forcing some apps to not run.
Uh-huh.
Some browsers. The browser wars are back.
Oh, big time.
And even the workarounds are being already defeated. So
yeah, and the other benefit to waiting is that will also settle out at some point, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I mean, this isn't my first rodeo dealing with a Windows update, so I figured
good.
I'd run it by you guys. And, I didn't do anything, and I won't now. But thank you so much for the advice.
Our pleasure.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, let's go on to Larry in Enfield. What's going on, Larry?
Good morning.
Morning.
I have a 5-year-old HP Envy desktop computer.
Mm-hmm.
It has an SSD drive. It used to boot up in 7 seconds, but now it's taking 16.
Oh,
but who's counting?
Well, I'll tell you,
16 seconds is pretty quick.
If you can still count it in seconds, you're doing pretty well after 5 years.
Yeah,
that's what I would say.
I agree. I mean, it's a solid state. There's not a whole lot we can do. We're not going to tell you to go ahead. There's no really defragging you're going to want to do because that'll impact the drive itself. It only has a limited number of reads and writes. So as far as performance goes, 7 versus 16, I mean, that's quite fast.
I can tell you for certain that there are a lot of people out there that have computers that would love to have them boot up in 16 seconds.
Yeah. We almost think like you're bragging a little bit, Larry.
Yeah.
Well, it's an SSD drive, you know, so
right.
I was just wondering, you know, I have an i7, it's a HP Envy.
Right.
It's a pretty good computer, yeah. It's been good to me.
Yeah.
It still sounds like it still is, so enjoy.
Yeah, I think you got no problems, Larry. Move on to some other issue.
Okay, well, that's a relief. I was just wondering if it was going to fail and start looking.
Oh,
no,
I would not say that at all.
No.
Okay, thanks a lot, and have a good weekend. Merry Christmas.
You too, Larry. Merry Christmas to you. I love that. 16 seconds. Do I have a problem? Can I get a new machine? I don't know. If there's a committee issue, we can help you there. We're going to be here till 11 o'clock. Feel free to get online. Two lines open for you. Everything's been posted at ComputerTalkWithTab.com by Mike G. And, of course, we're over at WTIC's Facebook page. It should all be working. I think the sound's sounding pretty good. We're doing everything we possibly can. We'll be right back. Are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And Dennis is Dennis Halnon. And he's in here helping me out with your computer problems, comments, questions, and concerns. And we got two lines open. 800-966-WTIC, 522-WTIC are the numbers, so feel free to get online. And we're going to go right to your calls because you are on the line with us. We're going to go to talk to Ray in Wallingford next. What's happening, Ray?
Yeah, good morning.
Morning.
I had two questions, and you answered one of them with the first caller, so
all right.
I just have one now. I do the normal second Tuesday updates to Windows, and I've noticed for several weeks that it shows feature update Windows 10 version 21H2. Mm-hmm. Should I do that or not?
I haven't heard of any problems with it, so you could try it. I would probably wait until February, just to make sure there aren't any problems with it that I haven't heard of. It doesn't introduce really that much change over what there already was. The difference between 21H2 and 21H1 is almost nil.
We're conservative. We're always going to tell you to wait. If everything's working, Ray, you know, why mess with it? You're not going to get any additional security features or benefits.
It's
not going to run faster. It's
right. And there's nothing in it that, you know, you're going to want to get, because, again, it's not really any different.
All right.
In the past, sometimes they would actually put in a new feature that you might want.
Right.
They didn't do that this time.
Knowing because Windows 11's on the way.
Yeah, I would think they probably held off and then they pushed some of that stuff into Windows 11. Mm-hmm. So I would just wait. There's really no reason to go for it. But then again, you could. And just remember, you have 7 days to roll back if you decide you want to change. Seven days. That's it. It used to be 60 days, and then it was 30.
I'll probably just wait till the spring, as you suggest, on Windows 11 and not bother with any more optional updates to 10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's probably a smart move, Ray.
Yep.
All right. Thanks very much. Have a great holiday.
Yeah, you too.
Yep. Thanks.
Bye-bye. All right, he's going to hold off, and I think that's a good idea. Let's go to Jake in West Hartford next. What's happening, Jake? Jake, you there? I can kind of hear Jake there. Jake, sure. You with us? It's been holding for 17 minutes. Buddy. All right, I'll put you on hold again. We won't want to lose Jake because I think he's got a good question, but let's move on to Bob in Hebron. What's happening, Bob?
Long-term customer.
Hey, Bob, you there? Bob.
Oh, nope. You know what? This might be Jake.
This is Jake. Go ahead, Jake.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, sir. You know what the problem is? My screen goes 4, 5, 10, 1, 2, 3. and the buttons here go, of course, in the proper order. But, of course, here on the computer, it starts with 4. So go ahead, Jake.
Well, wait a minute. You mean that isn't the correct order?
Yeah. What's up?
Oh, good. Well, you solved my second computer problem.
Okay. Oh.
I don't know what you had heard, but my wife and I have laptop computers, and we've been using McAfee Security Suite for over a decade.
Yeah.
The account is expiring, and we're not going to stay with McAfee. And the subject of another phone call will be how not to treat a long-term customer.
Yeah.
Oh.
Is right. I started doing some research and on, you know, what other security systems we might use, and I bumped into an article on Wirecutter, where they said that you don't need anything, that the built-in protections are just fine, and that you don't need any additional internet security. So what do you guys think?
Yeah, so we're starting to agree with that a little bit. Windows Defender, the built-in Windows Defender is pretty good. It's taken about a decade, but we've finally been convinced. And it took us a while because we have a rather large footprint out there of clients, and we did some testing and found that there was still stuff getting past some of the stuff that we would recommend that they use.
Right.
And that made us a little upset. So we added an additional layer of security and removed one of the tools that, and frankly, failed us from finding some of the things that were out there. So Defender is becoming a good alternative. It's quote-unquote free for now. And
right.
Until Microsoft realizes people are starting to say it's got a good product. I would say you're good there. But also use OpenDNS to protect your network.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's a completely different type of security, but it provides another layer, so that's good.
Yeah, also free from Cisco.
Right.
Great.
And it's worth running that. Make sure you configure it for both IPv4 and IPv6. If you leave your IPv6 unprotected, you could still be surfing a little less safe than you think you are.
Right.
Okay. IPv4 and 6.
Yes.
Okay.
Configure
Excellent.
Both. All right.
Excellent. Thank you very much. Thank you.
You're welcome, Jake. All right, bye-bye. So, yes, the screen here goes 4, 5, 10, 1, 2, 3, and...
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah. I didn't see that until now.
Well, normally it is in the right order. But, of course, you know, you wouldn't expect the software that manages your lines to count them in order, would you? No, that's crazy talk. All right, let's go to now Bob in Hebron. Hey, Bob, you there?
Hi.
Hi, yeah. Sorry. Sorry about that.
Thanks for taking my call, guys.
You're welcome.
My question is about a laptop that I bought back in late November, and I haven't even taken it out of the box yet.
Wow.
And Ooh. It was a, it's got a, it's a Lenovo IdeaPad, and it comes with an AMD Ryzen 5.
Mm-hmm.
And my question was, what's that equivalent to as far as the Intel's i5, i7?
It depends. But there are CPU comparisons. The Ryzen 5 probably has flavors just like the i5 does. So an i5 is not just an i5. There's i5s with multiple cores, different gigahertz speeds, different generations. So like we had a caller a couple shows back who was kind of proud of his i5 that he picked up from a big box store, but it was like fifth generation.
Right.
So fifth generation i5s are no comparison to today's 11th generation i5. So you have to actually put in the specific Ryzen CPU, and we'll put a link up to some CPU comparisons, and then you can go ahead and see where they think it compares.
Okay, so now, and you'd be comparing it to like a, you have to compare it to like, for instance, an i5 generation something.
Right. So it's a little tricky. You know, that's why you wonder why these guys can offer computers at $300. Well, it's because it's a lower end or older processor, and they get to sell the concept of an i5, but it's not an i5. All i5s are not equal. So, yeah, you have to kind of know what you're looking at. So if it says, oh, your Ryzen is compared to a fifth gen i5, I wouldn't be excited. Because it's so old and slow. You'd want to have it compare to a current and say, oh, yeah, that CPU is comparable to today's i5 with this gigahertz speed. And that's where you want to find yourself to figure all that out. Once they give you the comparison, then you can go and compare the CPU that comes out, the Intel CPU, and say, how does this CPU rank amongst all the CPUs that are out there? So I just built a tab machine, probably my seventh tab machine. Of course, I eat my own cat food. I use tab machines at home. Of course I do. And my computer is in the top 95th percentile of systems. So I'm very proud of that, right? Very happy that my machine's real quick. Now, I'm not going to be doing any crypto mining with it, but it's a nice system. That's what I'm saying. Right.
Where can I get one of those?
Yeah. Sorry, we are not able to sell it to the general public. But all I'm saying is, you can figure this stuff out and see where you'll end up. There's a couple of tools we'll put for you there.
Because the rest of this thing said Ryzen 5.
Yeah.
5600U, and then 2.3G.
2.3 gigahertz.
Yeah.
Was what your speed is, which is okay. I don't know what the U there they're getting at. That could be an AMD spec.
Okay.
We're big Intel guys.
You said Ryzen 5 5400?
56.
Okay,
56.
So that's the actual chip. Yeah, it's probably the actual chip.
5600U.
Yep.
So do Ryzens come in generations too?
Or oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
How do you find out what the generation of...
Again, we're going to put a couple tools out there for you that you can look at comparing CPUs.
Say you're in a store and you're trying to figure out what you want to get.
Yeah, that's the hard part, right? So, again, if they're selling older stuff and they don't note that it's a 5G, you're going to have to kind of know what the current CPUs are, right? Go ahead, Dennis. You were going to say something.
Well, I'm looking for some ways to determine exactly where it compares with an Intel product, and it looks like it is closest to one of the core i5s. 11 113 SG7.
Mm-hmm.
If that means much to you.
I'd have to go look that up.
Yeah.
to see where that lands.
But it's in that ballpark.
Again, think of it. It's like engines, right? Some engines are six-cylinder engines, right? Everyone, you got a six-cylinder. Hey, that's great. But is it turbocharged? Does it have all the thing? I mean, I'm sure a gearhead could come in and say, well, not all six-cylinder engines are the same. You got bigger liters. I don't know what I'm talking about when it comes to engines, right? But if someone said, make sure you get a six-cylinder, that doesn't mean I'm necessarily going to get a better engine than the next guy, right?
And speaking of six cylinders, that Ryzen 5 chip that he's got is a six-core.
Six cores, okay. So there's six cores, two cores, four cores, eight cores. How many cores can you fit in that thing will give you more performance?
Now, how are you able to figure out all this info?
We could tell you, but then we'd have to kill you.
Well, go ahead, as long as I know before I die.
We'll put some websites out here that we're going to post over at computertalkwithtab.com. We'll put some links for you to take a look at.
I offered up a link for Mike G to post from Tom's Hardware. Which is a great website if you're interested in this kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, even if that page doesn't answer the question you're looking for, prowl that site because you can find other information that maybe you want to know.
Right.
And take a look.
There's different RAM that can give you better performance, different types of hard drives that can get you better performance. I mean, there's 7200 RPMs, 5400 RPMs if you're dealing with spinny drives, 15,000 RPMs, but now you're dealing with solid state.
And then there's different flavors of solid state because there's NVMe and then there's Optane.
Right.
It just goes on and on.
As far as minimum specs, this also came with 512 gig SSD.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's
storage.
Decent.
Nice.
And 16 gigabytes RAM.
Yep.
That's good.
Yeah, you're in good shape.
I think that's going to probably do you good for several years.
Yep.
Okay, and it also came with Windows. It came with Windows 11.
Okay.
Okay, that's
and
fine.
This was something I got back in, like I said, late November. So even with what you've... Your advice that you've been giving people, that's specifically on upgrading from 10 to 11,
right?
To wait. But if it already comes with 11 on it, then is that dangerous?
No, you're good.
No, as a matter of fact, if the computer comes with Windows 11, you want to keep Windows 11 and not roll it back to 10.
Yeah,
because it probably has all the right drivers and it's been developed for that operating system, and you're probably going to lose performance if you roll it back. So,
all
right.
I wouldn't dream of trying to roll it back.
There are people out there that really don't want Windows 11, and that's what they're going to do. And I just think that's not a good idea.
No.
Well, if you got a new computer and it comes with 11,
you're good.
Is there any way that you could they'd even let you try to roll it back to 10?
Well, you'd probably have to buy an operating system of Windows 10.
You'd have to buy it. You'd have to buy the license.
Okay.
So letting you in, they'll take your money.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for the help, and I really love the show, and you guys do wonderful work.
Well, thanks, Bob, for joining us. We appreciate your call.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thanks. All right. We're going to step out for a quick break. Everything's been posted over at Computer Talk. We'll be right back. And we are back. This is Computer Talk with Tab. I'm Eric.
And I'm Dennis.
And we did get confirmation. Wes will be joining us from IT Pro TV at 10 o'clock after the news. And we'll be chatting a little bit about DNS and training and how you can become a geek, too. We need you as a geek and how IT Pro TV can help get you there, get you trained up, get you exposed to the stuff that we're talking about at a different level. And heck, maybe you could change your career. Go from, doing whatever you're doing now and getting into IT. We need you.
Yes. It's a burgeoning business.
Burgeoning for the past 50 years. We're still short workers. So I know our education system hasn't done that good a job of getting folks involved. So that's our problem. And I don't know why everyone gets scared about with IT. It's like,
it just seems to intimidate some people and they just would rather stay away. But there's a lot of money to be made.
A lot of money to be made. A lot of understanding as far as how your world works or doesn't work.
True.
And you'll know whether or not you should be afraid or not afraid, depending on the technology. And if you knew what we knew, you'd be afraid. All right, let's get to your calls. We're going to go to Mike in Windsor Locks. What's happening, Mike?
Hi, guys. Thanks so much for taking my call.
Sure.
I recently purchased a Fire TV. It was probably on the 26th of November. And over the last month, I've had several huge spikes in data consumption on a few different days, maybe a half a dozen different days, like 16 gigabytes in a day, 18 gigabytes in a day. And it pushed me over my limit by the end of the month.
Yeah.
I was wondering if the TV, when it's in sleep mode, uses data, or is there something else that used up that spiked on these days?
Well, if you watch a high def movie, it's like bringing a Mack truck into your driveway, right? All this stuff has mass. All these things you're consuming has data mass, right? And that's why there's data caps on, you know, mobile, and your, for some reason, your cable TV, your cable internet services have data caps. So that's the issue, right? So you are bringing down data. When your computer's off or your TV's off, there should be no data consumption. I'll put that in quotes, because who knows if it wants to turn on and start doing things on its own.
Yeah, even though it's in the sleep mode, it still shouldn't be consuming anything?
It shouldn't.
But that doesn't mean that it won't.
Right. The Fire Stick.
It wouldn't take like 16 gigs in a day if it was sleeping most of the day.
Well, 16 gigs is tiny, you know? I mean, 16 gigs is really nothing.
It seemed like a lot to me.
Yeah, I know.
Well, right.
It seemed like a lot, because on the other days it would only do two or three.
It depends on what you're watching.
Yeah.
And what you're streaming. Okay. And how many people are streaming and how many are watching and what's going on your bandwidth. So, and that's why GoNetSpeed with the zero caps is the best way to go, right? You can go ahead and download as much as you want. And the cable companies are kind of gouging us further by saying after 2 terabytes, 2,000 gigabytes, I think is what the limit is, they're going to start charging you $10 a gig. And that's expensive. I think it's $10 a gig. It's ridiculous. It's highway robbery.
Yeah.
Okay. So generally speaking, depending on what you're downloading, would determine how much gig you use. And it's not going to really, if the computer's off and the TV's off, it shouldn't be, you know, spiking on any kind of a 16 or 20 or 30 gigs in a day if it's off most of the day.
If it's off, yes. But gigs is, I can download gigs rather fast. I mean, you can build up gigs with just a couple of high definition movies. I mean, we could probably find a website that'll actually lay out how much data is consumed per media type.
One Windows computer updating can suck down 8 gigs easily within a couple hours.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah, it doesn't take much.
Okay.
Yeah, so just be aware of that. Turn things off. Like now I'm telling my kids, turn the TV off, because you got to jiggle the handle so that it doesn't keep running and consume all your data, right?
Yeah.
Same thing.
Okay, so we'll try that this month. Turn things off and not leave my email on and my whatever else, Amazon Music on and sitting
Well,
there.
Okay. We're going to put a link to what uses what. We're coming up against the heartbreak, Mike, okay?
All right, thanks so much for your time, guys.
Thank you. Yep. All right, we'll be right back.
President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.